בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. We've been privileged to have been given another moment of life. The fact that I'm alive right now is a tremendous gift and blessing. We all know that at some point our lives will terminate. Whilst alive, each moment we have, of course, we want to use in the most meaningful way. Realizing how great Hashem is, of course, we can't understand His exact calculations in exactly what the purpose of each and every one of us is doing in this world. Without a doubt, we all have our personal journeys and specific reason why Hashem put each and every one of us in the world. In fact, the Gemara says that every single individual is obligated to say and believe the following words, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, which means the entire world was created just for me. Now, let us look around and appreciate the complexity and detail just that we see and experience in the world we live in. The amount of people, the amount of money invested all around us on many different ventures. You look at the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars. The Gemara is teaching us to believe that everything in the world was made just for you. That is not meant to lead us to believe that we should live a selfish life. The Gemara, which is coming from Hashem's vision of truth, which is the only truth that exists, is teaching us that every single detail in the world Hashem created just for you, not in the way that we should become selfish and not care about other people. That's another mitzvah. The Torah also teaches us, Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. We're meant to love another Jew just like ourselves. So we're meant to really care about other people in the same way we would want to be cared about ourselves. But at the same time, to appreciate and to internalize that everything in the world, in Hashem's great wisdom, was made just for me, which lends an appreciation for us to appreciate and internalize how we have responsibility in our lives because everything in the world is created just for me. Everything. The entire world with all its complexity. I am important. You are important. No one in the world can replace you. It doesn't matter how righteous they may be, how great they may be, how impactful they may be. You cannot be replaced. If you woke up today, no one in the world can replace your job in the world today. So again, we all have a specific individual job, and that could be on a moment-to-moment basis that only Hashem, in His great wisdom, can understand. And much of the time, we don't know exactly what our personal job is on a moment-to-moment basis in the bigger picture of exactly why Hashem put me, specifically me, in the world that no one else can be me. No one else can do what I'm supposed to do. No one else can shine in the way that I'm supposed to shine. However, we do have information, again, from the Torah, which is Hashem's point of view, which is the truth, the only truth, which is for sure accurate. And that is objectively, as we've discussed, the only purpose of being alive is ultimately to express our emunah in Hashem. So although we all may have an individual journey and individual purpose, however, the many Torah sources teach us that ultimately Hashem created the world to give to us. And our ultimate way of earning that giving that we will receive in the next world is by expressing our emunah to Hashem.